The judgment day is coming. My friend, I don't know how you stand with God, but I know that all of us need to obey Him. We need to take a stand for God and His holy word. The judgment day of the Lord is coming. Let no one doubt that God will act as He has throughout history. God does not change. He is the one constant that we can depend on. In the 7th chapter of Ezekiel, we find God pronouncing His judgment upon the nation of Israel. He declares that there is a price to pay for their abominations. Will God judge us any differently? I don't think so. God will judge our nation as He has other nations in the past. Paul tells us about the Son of God in Hebrews 13:8. Where he says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same is true for God the Father throughout God's Word. God does not change. Let us look at the history of Israel as an example. When Israel turned away from God's law and followed after the evil of the surrounding nations, God judged them. God raised up a prophet named Ezekiel to call His people back from sin and warn them of what would happen if they did not turn back. He gives this message to them in Ezekiel 7:8. Now upon you I will soon pour out my fury and spend my anger upon you. I will judge you according to your ways, and I will repay you for all your abominations. God warns the nation and gives them an opportunity to repent and turn back to Him. However, Israel continued in their sins, much like our nation is doing presently. The prophet Ezekiel says in Ezekiel 14, verses 12 through 14, the word of the Lord came again to me, saying, Son of man, when a land sins against me by persistent unfaithfulness, I will stretch out my hand against it. I will cut off its supply of bread, send famine on it, and cut off man and beast from it. Even if these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they would deliver only themselves by their righteousness, says the Lord God. God's judgment is a certainty and not something you and I want to face. Will God judge the United States? Yes, God will. God's judgment of sin is certain. He will judge each of us for our sins, and He will judge our country for its wickedness. So we need to ask ourselves what God calls wickedness and what He refers to as abominations. The laws that God gave Moses for the children of Israel answer this question. Let us look at some of them and see if our country is guilty. First, they abandoned their faith in the one holy and righteous God. They chose to make their gods and worship them. They even sacrificed their babies to these gods. Second, they gave up normal sexual desires for the evil practices of the nations around them. They knew how God had dealt with Sodom and Gomorrah, and yet they started to allow that sort of evil within the community. They did not call it a pride issue. They understood it was a sin issue and that God had forbid it. Maybe we are confused. Today we simply want to be nice and not offend anyone by calling evil acts sin. There is this feeling that we should all be allowed to do whatever we feel is right. Somehow, we have elevated our opinions to be equal to God's. Part of the confusion is caused by the misuse of some wonderful scriptures telling about God's love. Scriptures such as John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This scripture is absolute truth and a blessing to all believers. But it does not define all about God. God is also completely righteous and cannot condone sin. When a nation becomes so wicked, they support what God calls abominations, he judges. Yes, God loves us. However, God hates sin. He is a righteous God who will judge our nation for the evils we allow and often encourage. The question is not if God will judge the United States, but when. None of us know the answer. Even the church lives as if it will never happen. People like to hear about God's love, so preachers often don't preach about God's righteous judgment. Peter warns us in 1 Peter 4, verses 4 and 5. They, meaning the world, are surprised that you do not join them in their reckless, wild living, and they heap abuse upon you. But they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. The church has at times even joined in reckless and wild living. Churches have become politically correct and refrain from anything that might offend those with sinful lifestyles. Paul did not fear the loss of followers. In 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 19, he says, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." The Apostle Paul understood that God will judge all those given over to evil. It does not make a difference what we think or decide about what is right or wrong. God defined it before we were born. God will not change regardless of what our society allows or how we label sin. God's wrath, like his love, is certain. Can we avoid God's wrath? Yes and no are both correct answers. Judgment will certainly come, and God will express his divine wrath against the evil of this nation. God's righteousness requires him to punish evildoers. When he judges the nation, the whole nation pays a price for their rebellion against his word. His holy judgment will affect all of us living within the country. When a nation falls, it is not only those given to evil that are to blame. The blame falls on all of us for not proclaiming the truth. As Christians, we will escape the final judgment through the blood of Jesus. God offers salvation to all who will repent and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. We will have a job to do during the judgment of the nation. It will be to proclaim repentance to the lost. Can we make a difference? The church can make a difference. Two armies are battling for souls, God's and Satan's. If you are part of God's army, you have a job to do before and during the judgment. Your job is to warn people of the coming judgment and to proclaim God's righteous law during it. Many will not understand when judgment comes and will still not turn from their evil ways. But what has God called you to do? Does He want you to just wait for His deliverance? If you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, you're a part of His army. Soldiers don't sit on the sideline. They follow orders. We already have our orders. One of the reasons our country has fallen to such wickedness is our failure to follow orders. Believers have been guilty of thinking of God's commands as suggestions and His laws as moral issues. However, we have our marching orders. Before Jesus ascended, He said, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." First, we must obey God's law. Humanly, it may seem as though our nation is beyond redemption, but that does not change our responsibility. Jesus commanded us to go forth in a sin-filled world with His word. First, we are to obey God, and then teach others to obey Him. We cannot be silent and be obedient. God's prophets were rejected, beaten, imprisoned, and even killed, but they still proclaim the coming judgment. Are we to do less? What can man do to us? We must do as they did. When we do what God has called us to do, our nation will change. Many of those who are now lost will repent and come to the Lord. It is up to us to start now and to continue as long as God gives us breath. If we all stand by God's word, wonderful things will happen. God says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." We must encourage all of God's people to ask God to heal our land and to do their part. Let's look at what we've covered. God will judge our country. He will judge all sin, but until the end time, He will judge individual nations, nations that have adopted wickedness and abominations as their way of life, will face His wrath. He will judge the church for its failure to preach and teach His righteous laws. Each of us who are a part of His church will be held accountable for our actions. Each of us is responsible for our actions. Claiming to follow God only works if we actually follow Him.